Our scripture today is from Psalm chapter 8. Psalm 8. If you would like to follow along in your Bible, you're encouraged to do so. Well, let's pray as we get to prepare for this. Dear Lord, we pray for your Spirit to be with us as we read your word together. We ask you that your Spirit prepares our spirits, our ears, our mind, that we may hear, we may take in, our hearts, that we may understand as you desire us to, this your word. We thank you for your word because it reminds us that you have not abandoned us in any way, but you help us through life, whatever it might bring. So Lord, we thank you this day, and we pray for your Spirit also to be upon the sermon, for your mercy to be there, that it too may be pleasing to you. We thank you for your glorious love, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 8, all of it. Hear now God's word. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And there's a little proscript. This is prior. I forgot to put this in. But it says, for the director of music, according to Gittith, a psalm of David. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Many, not just psychologists, but people who have been involved in life know that if you're angry, a good thing to do is what before you say anything? Take a deep breath and count to whatever you need to count to. Sometimes 10 is not enough. Beverly suggested 542. Whatever the case is, it's just making space. Taking a moment, relaxing, breathing. Have you ever gotten so angry with someone that you just had to walk away? Just for a moment. And it's oftentimes the person who you're walking away from is upset that you're walking away from them. Don't you walk away from me. You ever heard that too? But you're afraid you're going to hit them. So you just need to get some space. Have you ever been so stressed over something, work situation, family situation, life situation, that you just needed to get away for a moment, to focus on something else, something that doesn't feed that stress? Has that ever happened? All these things, of course, are common to life. And they all kind of inhabit one thing. It's getting that space. It's putting that focus on something other than what's fueling our anger and our resentment and our pain or, again, whatever it is. Now, keep that in mind just for a second. In the United Methodist Church, among clergy, there's a running joke, and I might have shared this before with you. I may not. I don't remember. That if the bishop or the cabinet is angry with you, that they will assign you to a place called Jolly Town. Now, that's the running gag. Have anyone ever been to Jolly Town? I would have been shocked, honestly. Anyone online? Jolly Town? Any Jolly Towners online? I would actually have been very, very shocked if anyone has been to Jolly Town. I have. My dad was assigned to Rogersville in Greene County. Jolly Town's in Greene County. And one of the youth events that I was a part of when I was in my teens was in Jolly Town. Had an overnight there. It is in the small town of Jolly Town. Jolly Town, the town, could probably fit in this church. Not the people, but the land. I mean, like, it's just a very, very small place. It's obviously bigger than this church. I'd probably say maybe a couple blocks, you know, of our town, Jolly Town. Probably about 4 or 5 houses, lots of fields, lots of woods. And what we did in Jolly Town is we just hung out. We had some food and some games. And I can't remember if we tented or if we slept in the church. I think maybe we tented. The person who was leading this youth event brought a telescope. And we put it out in the field right behind the church, and we looked up at the stars. Well, Jolly Town is in the middle of nowhere, seemingly. It's closer to West Virginia, south of Waynesburg, somewhere. Not a light source anywhere. I don't think the town itself has street lights. They were off at that time, and anyway, and the sky was just, it looked a lot like that. You can see every star. You can see the arm of the Milky Way. It was brilliant. Nowhere in Trafford can you see something like that. The light pollution is just too strong. But out in Jolly Town, the focus was on something else. It was on Christ's beauty, the beauty of creation. And for a moment, you just kind of got lost in it. There was nothing else that we really had to think of, because looking up at the stars, you couldn't think of anything else. You could just think of God's gloriousness, how God took the chaos and made order, and we got to see some of that in that night. Our scripture in Psalm 8 is a Psalm of David, as I had mentioned. And I imagine, may or may not be true, but I imagine that David, who is the king of Israel at the time, who's trying to trust in God in all things, but he's being torn in every other direction. He's trying to make sure that people are protected and fed. He's trying to make sure that everyone has what they need. He's trying to make decisions for the future about his country, and it's overwhelming. He's got a lot going on, and I imagine for a moment that he's so fed up with everything that he leaves the city and goes out on the hillside and looks up at the stars. And he says, "When I consider your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind?" And he starts thinking about us. You ever look at the stars and have that question? Holy cow, this is beautiful. Why? Who are we? In the midst of all of this, who are we? And yet on this side of Jesus Christ, we know that we're important to God. And then I imagine again that David staying out there for a while, just looking at the stars, and he sees the sun start to come up. And as the sun casts its light on the surrounding countryside, on Jerusalem, the city, on the country around him, he says, "You made them people, rulers are the works of your hands. You put everything under the feet, under their feet. And he sees the flocks and the herds, the animals of the fields. He sees the birds in the sky. He sees the ocean and the fish. And all of this is part of God's glory. All this, David sees that this is what God has made and that we're stewards of this and responsible of it. And then he ends the psalm with, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Something about looking at the beauty of creation reminds us of the goodness and the majesty of God. I'm not a country person myself. Anyone who loves the country here? But you can have it. But I do think it's beautiful. And getting out every so often in the woods and or the beach or the mountains or what have you, it's great to change that focus. Now, we come to 2023, January 1st. Here we are, the beginning of a new year. And there's something in our United States about the new year. We love new beginnings, new starts. And I don't think it's just our country. I think it's people. How many of you are starting fresh today? You don't look like it. We all have it reversed in age and started over. Our journey is continuing. But how many of you are starting new resolutions? And any resoluters? We've got a couple resoluters. That's good. I don't know if those of us who don't start resolutions this year are either pessimistic or realistic. Not sure which, but it's always that it's a tradition. You should start new resolutions so that you could break them. I mean, that's just kind of good. But we love starting over. And Christ for us represents that start over, that new time, that new beginning. I saw, for example, a comic this week, and 2022 was represented as this scary-looking monster, right? And 2022 was pestering this guy. And the guy said, 2023, please come and help. And so 2023, who's this big, muscular man, grabs 2022 by the neck. And the guy says, "Ooh, good, we're saved by 2023. And then 2023 grabs the guy by the neck. We don't know what 2023 is going to bring. I got a feeling, though, I could take a good guess. 2023 will be a really good year. Parts of it, anyway. 2023 is going to be really bad at times, probably. The thing is that those bad times oftentimes take our attention and our focus. Sometimes we can get overwhelmed with all the difficulty and all the issues. Sometimes that we make an unconscious decision. It was conscious at one point, but it's so habitual now that it's unconscious to focus on all the bad things. Look at all the things that are happening everywhere. The news is so bad, Twitter's terrible, CNN and Fox are just talking about terrible things. There's nothing good happening in the world. Woe is me. Cry. You know, there's sometimes we feel so overwhelmed. Sometimes we just need to get away like David to consciously turn our focus upon God. To consciously get away from those things that are bothering us, knowing we have to come back, but getting away for a moment so that we can turn our focus on what truly matters. To be able to look in the starry sky. It's to see the magnificence of God's creation, and to utter, like David did, "Who are we that Christ loves us so?" Because that's the truth of it. Christ loves us so. The one who created this beauty. Is the one who created this beauty. These are the good things that we can keep our focus upon. So I pray during 2023 that as we move forward in it, that each and every day we make a conscious decision to turn our eyes upon God. To sing, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name." Instead of seeing the rain clouds come in and be the ones that say, "Oh, this day is ruined. It is storming." That through Jesus Christ, we're able to say, as the rain clouds come in, God's going to wash His earth clean. Jesus is bringing new life to the world. The plants are going to grow. The glory is going to happen. Let us work hard on focusing on Christ, even in the midst of all the tough times that are going to happen. I praise God that Christ is with us always, and that we can see the beauty of Christ in every place. Share with you this closing benediction. "Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling, and to present you blameless before the presence of His glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen and amen." Have a very happy new year, and go in peace.